Milligantown.org.
Hello. This is Randy Jehovic with your Milligantown Daily. Worship. What is worship? We're trying to understand worship as we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14. We've seen what Fozzie Bear has to say, but more importantly, we've seen what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14, and it seems to center around edification, the building up of the Christian, and that means not emotions, but understanding. It centers in the understanding, and we've talked about that. And so what are some of the practical applications of this? What falls under the principle that edification means understanding, means instruction? The Apostle Paul teaches us in 1 Corinthians 14, 26, the last part of it, let all things, notice that, let all things be done for edification. And he mentions a number of things in the passage. Look at verse 14, teaching and praying, verse 15, singing, verse 16, blessing and giving thanks. This principle seems to rule out several things in Corinth and several things in your worship experience at your local church. It rules out doing things simply for what might be called inspiration, but really is just titillation or excitement or that kind of thing. A lot of people in Corinth seem to be only concerned about themselves, unconcerned about whether or not others present understood what was going on, what was being stated, whether others grew in their knowledge of Christ, whether others could join in to a conscious or intelligent confession in singing and in prayer. They're concerned about what? They're concerned about feelings, nothing more than feelings. You can download some of my songs at never mind. They're more concerned about how a particular worship act made them and others feel. No. That's the problem in today's evangelical church. Many worship services are geared to make people feel, to inspire them. That's a problem. And therefore, in the preaching, in the singing, in the praying, it's more important for people to be moved than to be instructed. Several years ago, I was watching one of my favorite bad evangelical, or broad church preachers, Robert Schuller. Robert Schuller does not preach the gospel, but it's interesting because he's a window onto the broad, popular version of religion. And Robert Schuller is preaching, and he said, at one point he stops and he says, and all of God's children said... Now, I've heard this in the past in evangelical churches, and the response is, amen. That's the answer you expect. What does amen mean? In Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 5, then I answered and said, amen, O Lord. The King James Version says, then I answered and said, so be it, O Lord. The idea of amen is a affirmation. I agree with what's said. I understand what's said. I approve of what's said. And in a real sense, it's almost an oath. I solemnly swear that I believe what is said. Jesus, when he wants to emphasize something, says, amen, 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 amen. This is a solemn oath-binding statement. And so in Robert Schuller's church, he says, and all of God's children said, and in this church growth, contemporary worship church, which is not geared to the gospel, the response was, and all of God's children said, wow! Wow! There's a simple way to distinguish between the modern man-centered worship and biblical worship. It's the difference between wow and amen. This is Randy Jehovic for your Milligan Town Daily.